I had a bit of a revelation this week that's been very helpful. Since Maureen got sick early last year, my photographic output has really dried up, and now that I'm on the road and I'm out here in the world and I have my camera with me, the theory is I should be starting back up with the camera. I should be out photographing. And I've now been on the road for 2 months and I've only made a dozen or so images. So I'm not very productive yet. And I've been feeling guilty about that. Particularly because the theory was that each day after I wrapped up my lens work responsibilities and all the stuff that I have to do to keep the business rolling, that I would be able to jump in the car and go out and do some photography. And I've done some, but not nearly as much as I had thought I was going to do by this point in the trip. And the revelation was this. The real challenge for me right now is not to get back out into the world and photograph. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that. And in particular, in the first couple of weeks of June, I'll be doing that because Joe Lipka is going to come out and join me for one of our regularly scheduled trips. One of the first ones in the spring. We've only done spring two or three times before. But when he comes out, I'll have 2 weeks of out photographing as we explore the very southern end of the Oregon coast. But setting that aside, the revelation that I had is that it's not so much right now about me getting out and photographing as much as it might be about getting back into my Lightroom catalog and starting to create some artwork. Keeping in mind that in my way of thinking, creating artwork is not something that I generally do in the field anyway. Mostly when I'm out with my camera, I'm gathering assets. You've probably heard me talk about this several times before. So the gathering assets aspect might be stalled out temporarily while I develop new habits and get used to this new living routine and etc. But the art making is ready to come back now. I've mentioned in a podcast, or maybe it was a Here's a Thought video, I forget now, about my keywording project in Lightroom, and it's got me looking at a lot of my images in my Lightroom catalog, and my Lightroom catalog has lots and lots of gathered assets that I've been gathering now for, gosh, all these years. Right now, I have something in the neighborhood of 100,000 exposures in my Lightroom catalog. And only a tiny fraction of those have actually been used in a project, even though I've done 170 some odd little projects in Kokoro, plus chapbooks, plus folios. I still have so many pictures that I haven't done anything with. So it'll be easier for me right now to get back into producing work, that is to say, finishing artwork, publishing PDFs, getting Kokoro published, than it will be to go out and gather new images, at least for a little bit. And that's my revelation, is that I don't need to feel guilty about not photographing as much as I had intended. What I need to do is, if anything, start feeling guilty about the fact that I haven't produced as much artwork as I wanted to, and that's really where my focus needs to be. You know, in 2013, I said during the roadshow workshops that if I never made another image with a camera for the rest of my life, I could still be productive in my art career by simply finishing projects that are buried in my Lightroom catalog. And I guess there's still a belief in that. And so I've decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to worry too much about getting out with the camera. When it happens, I'll feel grateful for it and I'll be perfectly comfortable with it. But I'm not going to beat myself over the head, because I'm not sure that's productive in terms of the creative life anyway. But what I am excited to do is to start working on more and more of my images and small projects and new issues of Kokoro. And part of that is inspired by the fact that I'm just in the final phases of wrapping up the new monograph for Lenswork, which is going to be some of my work titled Dreams of Japan, that will probably go off to press this week. So I'm hip deep in doing lots of artistic things, just not hip deep in capturing images with the camera. And I'm okay with that because it's the production of artwork that is the most important aspect of my life, not necessarily going out and gathering more assets. I probably have enough work in the 100,000 images in my Lightroom catalog to keep me busy for a while. So that's what I've decided to do. For the next month or two, with the exception of the trip with Joe Lipka coming out, for the next month or two, I'm really going to focus on putting together some projects and publishing some PDFs. So that's the update from the road, and I'll let you know how things go in another week or two.